cage, bags, more importantly, coach, teammates. We got it all.
Okay, get ready to hoist you up in the air, buddy.
Yeah. You go, coach. Come on, get those reps.
Last day before we head out, we're just pretty much shaking it out, break a sweat, get the heart rate up a little bit. Cheetah most definitely is a guy that wins people over for sure. Cheetah goes to the local supermarket and, you know, there's going to be a handful of people and they're going, wow, this Cheetah Vera, you know, it's cool to see.
I got the pleasure to fight for a world title. I'm fortunate enough to be one of many that get to a title shot. I'm excited, I'm happy, and just to think about it give me the chills, but I'm ready. I'm ready.
What do you think about Sean?
I got zero animosity against no one. And he's the guy in front of me. He's the one who's gonna take everything away from me, so f*** that guy. I'm gonna get in there, do my job, and I'm a businessman. A whole entire life working for this. Now we're here. March 9, I become the UFC bantamweight champion of the world. Tune in, baby.
We got a little gift. Roasted coffee, we're gonna try it. All right, let's throw the old grinder. I've been doing an AeroPress for, what, 7 years, 6 years? Taste the chocolate cacao. I did put a little cinnamon honey in there, so I have that popping, but whoo, those were good. Gotta get the hair finished, getting colored. Should be a shorter day. Hi.
Hello.
Hello, happy birthday.
Thanks, babe. What we're thinking.
Love it.
Yeah?
Love it.
So we really focused on two looks. What we want is to look like Honky, and they want it curly and brushed out. And then when he goes into the braids, we want to see individual rows.
I think we just kind of had an idea of like what the tones we wanted to do was, and then just kind of softened them as, well, not the weave and the color.
The fro is gonna be crazy.
The fro is gonna be crazy for sure.
No caps.
Look at that.
Very happy.
You like it?
I love it.
Is it on?
Cheetah gets f***ed on three.
This is the one.
That is the one.
That was.
We're in the Everglades. Look for alligators.
I've seen crocodiles, a bit more scary. Alligators are tamer, more relaxed version.
Yeah, let's get on this boat.
It's pretty cool to see some alligators in the wild. It's a cool boat, and yeah, it's good to get out.
We get the grilled gator bites.
Okay.
Next weekend, I'm fighting Gilbert Burns. He's a veteran, and yeah, I expect a tough fight. So just been planning his destruction for a few months now. Tastes like chicken.
I've had crocodile before.
I am a ginormous Gilbert Burns fan. Like, I think if you're a fan of this sport and you like real fighters, you know, anyone, anywhere, anytime fighters like Jack, you can't help but love Gilbert. But this weekend he is the enemy and he's getting taken out, and it's going to be brutal.
His dream was always big,
And of course, people was like, oh, you're crazy and things like that. And I was one of the biggest supporters in his career since the day he decided to be a fighter. For us, it's been like a long road to get here. It's been 10 years cheating the UFC and finally fighting for the title, well deserved. So I'm proud of him and I know he's gonna do amazing.
This is the fight of my life. This is the moment I work my whole entire life. This is the dream of my life, and first things I'm gonna enjoy it. I'm gonna keep the biggest smile all week and do everything I need to do in order to win this fight. And besides that, I'm happy. I have done everything I can. I have a great team. My family supports me, and I'm just ready to go win my first world title.
Bah, a realidade, a cabeça do Benoit é sempre tranquila. E não fica com pressão nenhuma. O objetivo dele é perder o peso. Como o treinamento foi duro, também é uma semana de recuperação, para pegar força. Porque ele, como ele não treina igual como de treinamento, ele fica mais forte, perdendo peso e também descansando. Aí depois chega na luta, bem condicionado. Olha só, essa luta vai ser uma luta dura, mas a gente é muito agradecido, porque é uma oportunidade muito boa para a gente. A gente tem nada para perder, porque para mim é uma lenda, mas a gente gosta dele, mas a gente, dentro do queijo, não vai respeitar ele.
I gotta try this one time.
It's gonna suck. This time's gonna suck. Gotta break it now. I'm about to do some recovery. I'm gonna jump in the ice and, you know, just make sure my body's primed to and ready to go tomorrow to Miami. So I got my neighbor Ben. He's gonna jump in there too. So we'll see what happens.
I've done it at like 50 degrees, which is technically not even an ice bath, but we'll do it at this temperature, which looks about freezing.
Woo. Ah. Ooh. Oh, that feels refreshing, man.
All right, here we go.
Honestly, if you calm down, the cold is yours. It's all mental. And honestly, when you get out, it feels like you're
oh.
Now, we're done for the day. Next week, it's bell time, baby. Time to go and dig for that goal.
Home. We'll steal it. Okay. So thank you. We're cutting off an hour and a half time to Miami. It's incredible. Playing some Farkle is incredible.
Either way.
Life's good. Two threes or three twos?
Alright, we'll see you boys in a little bit.
Yeah, everything feels like it's going perfect. I wouldn't change anything right now. The whole squad's here, everyone's healthy, it's great. Alright, this is how the champ lives. Come on, let me show you around. Come on, I'll show you around. Got a room, should be probably a guest room. Master room. Got a balcony. Holy shit. This reminds me of Abu Dhabi. You never know when it's gonna be your last fight. You never know when it's gonna be the last time doing this. You know, not that I think this is anywhere near my last time, but you never know. So I'm trying to really just enjoy it. You know, it's worth it. You spoil myself a little bit fight week. You know, flying private, getting crazy hotels. It's fun. You know, I earned it.
No more.